Horrific Network Entertainment.
What's up, everybody? I'm probably going to start that thing off, or this thing, I should say, off with a different song each week. Who knows, dog? Like, who really knows? Wise knows. Is this. I knows that this week in wrestling, since our preview podcast, has been pretty wild, without question, I would say. I think that it's been a wild time, and HCW has fully evolved. I think everybody who has listened to it, and this is from this Monday's show, which saw in our series that we are doing, it really saw a setup for what is going to be a high-profile tag team title match with Chyna taking on Samantha Carpenter from the Scream franchise. We know how the Scream franchise is doing right now. Not too good. And then we saw Grogu in a non-title action ahead of his title defense. Take on Jason Mewes. So sit back, relax, enjoy listening to that. And we will be back. Welcome, everybody, to the new Monday night.
I can't wait for us all to have a spooky good time. So thanks for inviting me, Mr. W. I promise that the fans will enjoy us together.
Well, there you heard him, man. There's my co-commentator now on Monday night on the show, as well as the podcast. The great Vincent Price joining us from the other side, my man. As that was Jason Mewes from Stab and Flick, not Buffalo Mewes, coming to us. As here comes the Cruiserweight Champion, Grogu, on his way down.
This world, weighing in at 158 pounds, the Ultraviolet Wrestling.
My other commentator joining with
me. Well, thanks there, Jimbo. You know, I've been a fan as my Elseworlds self happens to be on your team. You have good taste, my boy.
Well, I'll let you take a guess at who that was. Of course, the Crown Prince of Crime, the only Joker. Now, Joker, he used to be on my team. However, he is now a free, spoiler alert, he is going to become a free agent in the game upgrade, which is coming, folks. And this is part of it, the commentators. You saw in the preview show, Captain Jack Sparrow and Captain Marvel, as Grogu missed that moonsault there, joining me on Thursdays. Apparently, the producers have told me that there is
this some... baby Yoda feather seems to have quite a bit of anger inside of himself. I admire that.
I mean, I don't know how angry he is, Mr. J. Grogu does seem to be a little upset over the fact that this Jason Mewes is not his Buffalo Mewes. That is for sure a moonsault. Still to come tonight, Samantha Carpenter, on behalf of the Women's Tag Team Champions, taking on Chyna. Chyna, of course, will team with Rhea Ripley to try to take the titles from the Carpenters at Graveyard Games. The final January Fun for View coming up. And big time overhead moonsault there by Grogu. And Grogu with a bulldog on Mewes from the top rope. That is going to be
hard to beat as Grogu the flip over on his cover. Come on, referee. One, two, three, it's over. Even with the referee being a little out of position, Grogu is able and is victorious.
Jimmy, I'm not going to lie to you. This baby has a tough task coming up against the demon, but I don't work that night. So I'll openly say I'm routing for the little green guy at the graveyard games farm for the moon.
I mean, that is without question, man. Up to you, Mr. J. And here comes Samantha Carpenter.
This Samantha is a thing of beauty. I can only hope it transitions as well as she has into the tag scene when we upgrade this program.
Well, well, well. It looks like good old Vinny may have a crush here, Jim. Actually prefer the Sister Terror. There's a lot of violence inside here.
I mean, wow. So Vincent Price, my co-commentator, apparently has a thing for Samantha, and Joker a thing for Terra. They are both very aware, and here comes China.
And from Redondo Beach, California,
China is here.
There you see, China knows how good it can feel to hold a giant gun.
I mean, that was definitely a giant gun. We haven't seen that very often. We have seen that China made her HCW kind of debut at the Royal Rumble. And even though her and Ripley kind of went at each other at the Royal Rumble, it was announced that her and Ripley, and there, look at the look on Samantha Carpenter. It would be China and Ripley.
When did you say the last time China wrestled here was talk about a tall task to come back and fight Samantha?
I mean, China did wrestle on HCW a while ago, but it has been a long time as Samantha kicked to the spine. Samantha kicked to the back. China flipping Samantha over at Samantha.
I mean, it is pretty obvious at this point. China needs some more warm-up matches before challenging for the titles.
You may not be wrong, man. Like, Samantha with a hurricanrana off the top to the floor, and now a standing shooting star. It has been all Samantha Carpenter. China now squaring up, able to dodge that. China, an elbow to the back. Arm to the back, I should say. China, face buster by Samantha. Samantha just really trying to hyperextend that knee, and Samantha there may have hyperextended the knee. Samantha off the bottom rope moonsault. The bottom rope, and now again, standing shooting star. It has been all Samantha Carpenter. Kick. The tag team champion does not at all look intimidated to have to go against China and Rhea Ripley. This Graveyard Games coming up. The next bumper view is Samantha with a kick. One, two, no, China kicks out. Samantha was looking right at that referee as he said two to her face there. Oh, and a Carpenter kick. And that may be it. No, China kicks out again. This is wrestling is the chant. I am obliged to believe that statement. Samantha Carpenter with the sunset flip bomb. She has hit everything here. That's Samantha to this point. And springboard moonsault. Jesus. Covered. One, two. It's over. Samantha Carpenter has looked as good as I have ever seen her going into the title defense against Chyna and Rhea Ripley. That was very impressive by Samantha.
There was never any question that soon enough Samantha would emerge victorious.
I mean, tonight, man, you are not wrong. Maybe there's question if when they defend the tag titles, they can do it. But if you are a Carpenter sister fan, I don't know why you would be. Samantha looks really, really good right now in the ring. She looked really good in the ring. Calm down, Vincent. We will look at the scores. They won't have changed too much as this is just a get you acclimated with the commentators and I episode. Just two matches, but we will look at the scores, as Samantha does run the premiere. Maybe we won't be looking at the scores. We'll have the score box for you Thursday, I'm being told. Anyway, thank you for watching, and good night, everybody. Stay tuned for more HCW action.
Alright, so the shows this week were a little bit shorter while we're working with the commentating program there, as you can hear, getting stuff dialed in as best we can to make it as entertaining as possible. But this, if you remember in the previous shows where I said I would talk about the wrestling that I have watched so far, and then we'll be back with a preview for the stuff that we'll have watched the last time I talked to you. First things first, SmackDown. Last week's SmackDown. Look, man, I dig what they're doing over there on SmackDown. I dig it. I think that the Bloodline shit, you know, Roman coming back, we all know he's going to sign the contract ultimately, but, you know, they play that whole thing up. That's big. It's big that it still works, even though we've seen it how many times. It still works, and it's still funny. And, the Bloodline has been around for so long, but they're still funny, and they're still entertaining, and they're good. It's not like they're shitty wrestlers. They're all really, really good, for sure. Like, I'm entertained always when there are any combination of the Bloodline is on the TV. I'm entertained. Is Naomi coming back like that? You know, just kind of like taking it into Raw now, you know, because things are definitely fluctuating in WWE. Upon the recording of this, it's Thursday the 25th, and like shit is hitting the fan for TKO and WWE. Like the headlines that have been like, what is WWE over the last 2 weeks have just been crazy. The Rock is back. The Rock is on board of directors. Is The Rock in a headline? WrestleMania. Vince McMahon, like this whole printout of like all the accusations and, you know, what read like the testimony of the people going after McMahon and WWE. I should say the person, the lady going after McMahon, when we kind of heard about it last year, and then it kind of swept under the rug with TKO's purchase of WWE. But my God, like, it is far worse than what your imagination can conjure up, hopefully. It's really bad. It reads like Vince is probably the worst person. Like, you think Trump is horrible, or if Vince is a low-level deprived,
Like, the shit that people do is, like, two people without their consent is just, it's wild. This whole thing is wild. And Brock Lesnar's name is attached to all that shit. So that changes things for Gunther, you know, going into the Royal Rumble. Seth Rollins is hurt. He doesn't have a match on Sunday, officially. Cody and Punk are starting to get in each other's face a little bit. They're talking like the beginnings of a rivalry. Whether that's a WrestleMania thing remains to be seen. I've told everybody up until this point, man, I have no idea what's going to happen in WWE. And that is exciting. Like, it continues to be good, and it continues to be keeping me guessing. I haven't, like, been like, I don't want to watch it because I already know this is how it's going to end with WWE in a long time. So that takes us into, you know, NXT. I've never been a fan of the Dusty Rhodes tag tournament. You know, that being said, there are some good things going, and one of them is going to be, I fully think, Melo and Swift losing the Dusty Rhodes tag team tournament in the finals or in some dramatic fashion leading up to, and that will, you know, lead us to them eventually either fighting each other at Stand and Deliver or fighting for the titles at Stand and Deliver. I don't know. I'll have to look at the bracket again, but them losing to Braun and Baron Corbin in the final of the Dusty Rhodes Classic would be pretty good. I would be signed off on that one. Baron Corbin, man, like, the dude just continues to find himself in NXT all over again. It's pretty cool. The women's division in NXT under Valkyria, sad to say, it is kind of fallen off for me a little bit. Meanwhile, Timeless Toni Storm in AEW, I actually like quite a bit. I don't know if I would put her on the level of, like, a Rhea Ripley, but I would definitely put her close to it. And that's, you know, kind of the thing. AEW right now is definitely at a... It feels like they're at a reset, like they're trying to reestablish who they are, with Joe being the champion since MJF got hurt, and they're trying to, like, reestablish a direction. You've got this, like, swerve Hangman thing still kind of hanging there, no pun intended. Like, they're not finished with each other. This Adam Copeland open challenge, you know, thing on Wednesday, he didn't do it. He fought, or maybe it was part of the open challenge, I don't know. So there's some guys that are going to get lost, and the crowds are small, and they sound small on television. And so I'm sure a lot of that energy doesn't come through like it does live, and it doesn't you know, hit like it does live, but not many things do. But here we are. So going into the preview side of things, it takes us to the audio of Thursday's show, which was an interesting one, as Carol Danvers, aka Captain Marvel, set on a course to try to get Jack Sparrow out of the commentary table or off of the commentary team. Would she be successful? Jason and Drew fight each other on this episode. The game is getting ready to update, so we and ourselves are turning the table on some storylines and stuff. Jason and Drew finally fight one-on-one on Thursday Night Meltdown.
And welcome to another
episode of
the following contest. Is an extreme CW. Rules match.
Well, folks, you thought that it was going to be a Jack and Jimmy adventure, but no. Here, and I want you all to know I'm not going anywhere.
Well, Liz, Carol, I wouldn't be so sure to think that it will just be you here on the commentary team.
Wait, what is Threepa doing here? I thought I was going to get to pick the replacement, Jimmy.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness direct from the voices that have lived it.
I mean, I don't even know how to come in with you two saying that, because what we are seeing, what we have, is without question, yes, Jack Sparrow is gone. Yes. And yes, C-3PO, of all people, of all droids, has replaced him. And yes, Captain Marvel is still
and
here.
His opponent. From Dublin, Ireland.
Holy shit.
Weighing in at 205 pounds.
Carol just completely interrupting and taking over the beginning of the show. I'm not going to lie to you, folks. It's thrown me off a little bit. But here we are. The Leopard Kong going to be taking on Xander. Three matches for you tonight. And the big main event tonight, Jason versus Drew. As the game is updating, we're getting ready to update the graphics card. All of it is updating, folks. Very excited about it. Very excited to be here with you. And cannot believe.
If my calculations are correct, the winner of this match will be seeing a cruiserweight title shot in the near future.
I mean, you're probably not wrong, Freakio. The Leprechaun, although we know. That for sure, at Graveyard Games, it is going to be a hell of a contest with Lipstick Demon taking on Grogu for the Cruiserweight title. I mean, so much will be happening as part of the end of January this Sunday, the day after the Royal Rumble, the day of championship. The championship games take place Sunday morning, man. We know that.
Man, every time that it seems like Ender is going to gain a strong amount of momentum, the Leprechaun is there to counter and take the momentum back his direction.
I mean, you're not wrong. Leprechaun has been one of those competitors in the Cruiserweight division that is constantly better than a lot of the competition in the Cruiserweight division. So will he advance into what will be the new...
Man, I thought it was over. Leprechaun can't let his frustrations cost him this match any.
That is one thing. Leprechaun cannot get frustrated as Xander finds a way to survive here. And belly to belly into a bridge suplex there by Xander. And standing, like, backflip. Xander's starting to feel himself with Rolling Thunder from the Leprechaun. And what are we going to see here? One, two, and Leprechaun kicks out. Xander, same thing. He cannot allow himself to get frustrated, to get to a point. And huge frog splash cover. One, two, and off. Referee, you gotta be a little bit better than that, man. You gotta be a little bit more.
This is madness.
And yeah, you're not wrong. This is madness. Xander. With a baseball bat.
He's using a baseball bat. Ender seems like he's willing to take whatever steps needed to win this match. He's willing to do anything. Remind you of anybody, Creepo.
I mean, he has a big
monster. I hope that he doesn't fall down the path that Master Anakin did.
I think you mean Anakin, but yes. Let's hope. And he didn't make any contact with the baseball bat. Cover. It's over. He didn't need to make contact with the baseball bat. Xander is victorious over the leprechaun. Xander takes 5 points from Gizmo's gangsters. And even with this victory here, and it was looking like Leprechaun was going to win for sure, Xander has gotten the 5 point victory for the 68 Packers. And as we are here right now, Xander was able
to move himself up
into the tag team ranking and probably get that Cruiserweight title opportunity. As Carol and C-3PO mentioned, there is an upgrade coming, and here comes
the Ray. The contest is a tornado tag team match. Introducing first, from New York.
Oh, look, it's Master Ray, and she's teaming with Ahsoka. They represent the team's very evil and stab and flick a strong team, to be sure. There does seem to be an underachievement about the villain Jimmy. One must wonder if they're better off in singles competition due to their egos and not wanting to work together.
I mean, that's a good point, C-3PO. You know, the villains, they've never...
No, there are certain heroes that don't work well together either. I think it just depends on who we are actually talking about.
I mean, that is also true. We're seeing... But there really has not been an answer hero-wise to whatever these villains are organizing. They keep trying to get Tarzan to come over to their side. I'm not sure why, but as Ursula goes right into it, is met immediately with kicks and hits from Rey and Ahsoka. So it'll be Ahsoka and Maleficent and Ursula and Rey squaring off here. Standing. Shooting star by Rey, that was impressive. Ahsoka just all over Maleficent. And this thing has been, without question, already a crazy evening. February 12th will be the first day of the HCW update. Ready for it as Ahsoka diving down. Ahsoka in trouble. Ahsoka kicking. Ahsoka with chop. Ahsoka down, chop, down, chop, and a kick there. And a power bomb on the outside by
Ahsoka. There are certain heroes that don't work well together either. I think it just depends on who we are actually talking about.
I mean, you already said that, Carol, but. Falls Count Anywhere, Elimination Rules, as a standard in HCW, backbroken by Ahsoka on Maleficent. As these two women, Ahsoka and Rey, that being, are trying to work together. Maleficent and Ursula seem fine to just do their own thing. Huge shooting star, huge spine buster.
Oh my, Ahsoka just flew through the air and Rey may have just been physically destroyed with that spine buster.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And here comes, Ahsoka kind of turning the tide on, Maleficent kind of turning the tide on Ahsoka after that moonsault.
I told you both the Disney villains weren't to be messed with. Sometimes the bad guys win, just ask Jack Sparrow. Well, he isn't in the booth anymore.
I mean, that's a little passive-aggressive. I mean, actually, that's pretty overly aggressive, Carol. But yeah, you're not wrong, I guess. Jack Sparrow is not here anymore. And here we are as Ahsoka just driving north of the town. And Rey driving Ursula down. Rey's going to get there first. One, only a one count. One, two, three. No, Maleficent kicks off. Man, what action we are seeing already here tonight as Maleficent taking a count down here. And Rey gets thrown over the top to the floor. And Maleficent.
Master Jimmy, every time the heroes battle back, it seems that they are met with even more force. This truly is madness.
I mean, all I can tell you is
we all saw the scene in Infinity War when Spider-Man dies. But sometimes the good guys die.
Hey, you are really adamant that the builds will not be victorious in a showcase. Being eliminated. But take that, Downer Carol. B3PO, hold on. This one is going to be close. And B3PO, I'm sorry, Ursula just pressing Rey. Ahsoka trying to get at Ursula to help. He throws Ursula back into the ring. Maleficent now finally leaving ringside. And oh my god! And huge shot there! Huge shot there! And it's still going down. Okay. Huge over the top flip by Rey. And driving the knee down on Ursula. Rey. Bending Ursula to the post. Cover. Rey wants to be the one to pin her. One, two, and Ursula kicks out. Rey picking Ursula. Ursula is falling back down. Now Ahsoka is going to go pick Ursula up. Slaps Ursula across the face. And got there. Just really. And knees to the face. Rey. And Ursula back up with Rey here.
The fact that they have turned the table on the villains has been impressive. I'll admit that for Ursula won't be going down easy, though.
I mean, you say it's been impressive. I would definitely say it's been intriguing because Ursula has not been able to really do anything since Maleficent got eliminated. And Ahsoka and Rey have not really been able to put Ursula away despite her being pretty much dominated here in this match. As Ahsoka just driving Ursula down. leg with a flurry of kicks. And cover. Referee out of position. But it doesn't matter. Ray pins Ursula and Ahsoka and Ray are victorious. Yeah, Ahsoka and Ray. Done enough. And really, they say they've done enough in the early going. The villains, when they were separated, they much preferred it would seem to be separated. And Ahsoka and Rey.
We have seen a truly spectacular battle, and the Rey team was able to come out victorious in a wonderful fashion. Thank the Maker.
I mean, you gotta be a little less biased than that. And here it is now. It is time for the main event.
The following contest.
Here comes Stabbing
Drew. This match.
Has been a match.
Making his way to the ring from New York.
But they wanted to make sure it was gonna happen. I'm surprised it's not happening Sunday at Barry. Graveyard Game. Blue and Jason.
I would say Drew's been a perfect gentleman in all of this craziness. He's just wanting to hang out with his friends more.
I mean, you're not really the hero, but at the end of the day, what exactly was Drew's motive? What was his motivation? Here comes
weighing in at 240 pounds, the superstar.
Jay Bro on his way down, representing the network. And we are excited for the February 12th update. New characters, new designs, new arenas, new team logos. It's all transitioning between now, but the big one will be February 12th. You'll start to see some characters disappear. You will see new characters be added. It is the game update. Happens, seems like, every year for HCW, and this time it is here as Drew is really just all over Jason here in the early going here. Drew representing Stabbing Flick, who has been in second place the majority of this Road to WrestleFest season. Darlene Creature feature and a huge shot there. I mean, damn. Huge crowd. And a shot there. Drew just, it's been all Drew here in this match. Kind of surprised at the lack of offense by Jason here so far. Drew double underhook slam there on Jason. Drew a knee to Jason, back of the head. Just kind of rubbing Jason's face on the mat. Jason in trouble, can't get up. Drew just hammering away, telling Jason, maybe you should have picked me as your partner. Maybe you should have picked me as your friend. Not Jimmy, not your brother. And Jason says, enough is enough. Here I come, choke slam. And Drew counters it. Drew countered it. And slams Jason down. Damn, one, two. improvised room. Springboard moonsault by Drew. Kick. And there's the broken projector. One, two, three. Holy shit, he dominated it. Drew dominating Jason. The second on this win. On this week on Thursday. I mean, what do you say about that? There you go, man. I hope you enjoy it. I'm enjoying doing that show, the audio show. If you ever want to listen or watch what that audio is too, you can always do that on our YouTube channel, our Horrific Championship Wrestling Facebook, Horrific Network Facebook, Horrific Network on YouTube, however you want to get to us, man. Preview-wise, prediction-wise, SmackDown, I have no idea what's going to happen. Royal Rumble. Man, I mean, everyone seems to think Bayley is going to win the women's one. So hopefully that goes first. The one no one has any answers to. The one that no one genuinely seems like they have an idea about is the men's Royal Rumble. Like, I'm hard-pressed to think Roman doesn't win the title. I'm hard-pressed to think Logan Paul doesn't retain. So, there you go. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know where, you know, my heart says Cody wins it for the second year in a row. My head says Punk wins it. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. Anyway, thank you for listening. Maybe The Rock shows up after the Thursday that they have had to make a call and get a Hail Mary by Saturday night. Like, it unquestionably can happen to swerve attention to something else. A misdirect play is what WWE definitely needs, and would be something that you could see WWE doing right now. The TKO has made a statement basically saying, hey, he was not really around since we've been in charge. He has been, but that's another discussion, I guess. But yeah, Vince McMahon, man. All eyes are on Vinnie Mac once again. We'll see what happens at the Royal Rumble. We'll see you next week.